to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. And he heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed and hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord, and who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength, and who makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer, and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again until they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. He also lifted me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and to his descendants forever. As this is a longer psalm, I'll limit my comments just to one thing this morning. I want to draw your attention in this psalm to the person of Jesus Christ. This is a psalm that's written by David, and the title says that he wrote this as he came into possession of the kingdom, as he was delivered from his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And so David is speaking some of his own experience, but as a prophet of God, he also is speaking about the greatest deliverer, the greatest king, the one that would be his great-great-great-grandson, ever so great-grandson, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Verse 50 says, great deliverance the Lord gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed. And remember that that word anointed is also the word Messiah or Christ, and it speaks of David, but also speaks of Jesus. And as the psalm closes, it says, to David and to his descendants forevermore. So all throughout the Old Testament, you need to remember that God was gradually shedding more and more light on the coming Redeemer. He had promised that he would send a great and mighty king, one that would relieve the people and free us from our sins. And King David himself stands as something of a forerunner. He's a forerunner because Jesus would be a descendant of his many generations down the road, and because Jesus would also inherit that throne of David. He would be a king like his forefather David. So let me draw your attention to several ways that this psalm speaks not only of David, but looks forward to the coming of Jesus Christ. Begin in verses 4 and 5, and you'll see that David describes himself as being surrounded by enemies, that he's entangled by the nets that they set. There are many enemies, and even the pangs of death entangle him. In the New Testament, Peter seems to have this psalm in mind when he preached on the day of Pentecost. He described those enemies surrounding the anointed one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And these enemies of Christ also crucified him and killed by the hands of lawless men. But Peter goes on to say, but God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death. That phrase that comes right out of this psalm, loosing the pangs of death that entangle. And David also mentions this loosing of the pangs, what we know as the resurrection. If you look at verses 19 through 24, David describes how God delivered him. And as he rejoices in being released from his enemies, he can rejoice over those things. But there is also a looking forward, because David says that God rewarded him according to his righteousness, according to the cleanness of his hands. Whenever we read something like that, we can read it from a human perspective, and David can speak about how he was persecuted and how there is a sense of innocence or righteousness in his dealings with others. But you also should hear in this the words of Jesus Christ himself. Because Jesus is the only one who could claim this perfectly. We know very well that David and all mankind have sinned. They could never argue that they were blameless completely, or that their hands were spotless without any sin. David's own confession of Psalm 51 proves that. But Jesus could speak about how he was delivered from many waters, a poetic way of speaking of death. He was raised from the grave, and according to his righteousness, God dealt with him. And Jesus alone could say that his hands were clean and that he was blameless before God. There are also other things here that are reminiscent of the crucifixion and of the resurrection. God did draw Jesus Christ, raising him from the dead, drawing him out of many waters, as verse 16 describes. There's also a description of the earth shaking, which happened on the cross and at the resurrection. It shook with the anger of the Lord as his wrath was poured out on sin and on the sin bearer, Jesus Christ. The earth shook with that, with Jesus satisfying that anger of the Lord so that we would not have to face it. And having accomplished salvation, Jesus becomes a light in the darkness. He lights my candle, verse 28. He gives us strength against enemy troops, both figuratively and literally in verse 29. He is a shield of salvation, verses 30 and 35. He is the ruler or the head over many nations, drawing peoples to himself. Once more, we have a shadow of that happening in Jesus, but a fullness happening under Jesus Christ. Well, finally, David describes the Lord bringing judgment against all his enemies through the work of the king. He figuratively describes it with fire and destructive hailstones and riding on a cherub. Now, lest you have in mind the chubby little Valentine's cherubs, this is not that type of angel. This is an awesome, fearsome, spiritual being who is coming to do the will of the Lord on the day of judgment. And Jesus is this judge. We have a picture even of the second coming of Jesus Christ here in Psalm 18. The psalm is full, then, of figurative language that David uses to describe his own experience and the coming of the Messiah. I like what Joel Beakey says about this. He says, such figurative language points forward to the day of the Lord. Christ will return as both God and the anointed Son of David to save his people and to destroy his enemies. And so we sing this psalm looking to Jesus, who lives and who has saved us. He is the rock of our salvation. As I said, throughout the day we're going to be singing different portions of it. Let's turn now to the B selection. Psalm 18, selection B. Please stand to sing.